Chatas, Perek Ches, Mishnah Yud, Base 8:12, the last of the Perek, and it discusses a number of topics. We're sort of moving away from mixtures of blood now, but just still discussing the issue of blood going into the Heichel. We'll discuss that at length. Two things you need to keep in mind. One is the Pasuk itself, which I'll bring back again. We said in the last Pasuk, last Mishnah, I should say, where we said, V'chol Chatas Sheyuva Midama, El Oel Moed, L'chaper B'Kodesh, V'chol chatas, any or all blood from a chatas, we said v'chol comes to Etzling, asher yuva midama, that is brought midama of its blood. Now midama with the mem there suggests some blood but not all blood perhaps. El ol moed, into the sanctuary there, the heichel, l'chaper b'kodesh, l'chaper, what's it come and say? To atone, what does it mean l'chaper? Does it mean you actually have to apply the blood or just intending to apply the blood? In the kodesh, then lo se'achel, it becomes not edible, be'esh to saref, it has to be burned in a fire because it's invalid. Those are the operative issues, primarily in our Mishnah. However, there's another topic the Mishnah is sort of grappling with, which is the psul of yotze. So, I think I mentioned it very beginning in the introduction. There's a separate prohibition of bringing the blood or the emorim, sacrificial parts, or the basar, the edible parts of a korban, outside of where they belong. In most cases, where they belong is inside the azara. But when it comes to the meat of kachim kalim, so that meat like can be brought anywhere inside of the walls of Yerushalayim. The point is, if it goes out of bounds, that which goes out of bounds is called yotze, went out of bounds, and it becomes invalidated. Just what goes out of bounds becomes invalid. So that means if you have like half the leg goes out, then half the leg becomes invalid, and the other half is still okay for eating, etc. So we're going to discuss that as well in a moment and discuss how that perhaps relates or doesn't relate to what we had in the previous Mishnah of going into the Heichel, that blood, which also is sort of out of bounds, but not Yotze per se. Okay, so let's see the Mishnah inside. The Mishnah says, Chatas Shekibo Dama B'Shnei Kosos. You have a Chatas, this is a regular Chatas that goes on the outer altar, but you receive this blood into two separate cups. So, Yatza Echad Mehen L'Chutz, if one of the cups go out of bounds, out of the Azar's walls. So then, Hapnimi Kasher, the one that stayed in bounds, remains kosher. So it's not that the whole offering is invalidated, says the Shita here. It's just that, and everyone agrees with this, by the way, it's just that the blood that went out is invalid. Okay, but what stayed in is still okay. Now, just note here that the word hapnimi here is referring to the blood that stayed in bounds. So pnimi here doesn't mean inside the heichel, it means inside the azar where it belongs. Now, in contrast to that, says the Mishnah, Nichnas Echad Mehen Lifnim. If one of the two bloods, meaning one of the two cups containing the blood for the chatas that belongs to the outer altar, is brought Lifnim into the Heichel. So we just said in the previous Mishnah, and we darted in the Pasuk, that is going to be an invalidating issue. But if you have two cups, the question is the whole korban invalid or just the blood that went in invalid? So Rabbi Yosef Glili Machshir Bachitzon Vacham Posan. Rabbi Yosef Glili understands that the blood that didn't go inside is still kosher, just the blood became that went inside becomes pasul, and therefore if you have more blood, you could still use the blood and offer on the altar. And the Chum say no, the Pasuk tells you that if any blood goes in, then the whole korban is pasul altogether. Now their machlokus is really based on the Pesukim. So Rabbi Yosef Glili actually has a different Pasuk, which I'm not going to get into right now, that he understands this whole issue is coming from, and therefore when the Pasuk says midama, from its blood, as I read to you before, so that bring from its blood means any of its blood going in, says the Chacham. So even if some goes in, then the whole korban becomes pasul. Whereas Rabbi Yosef Glili says, no, midama means of its blood. It doesn't mean some, but not all. It means the blood that goes in, that blood is pasul, but the rest not. Okay? Now, since they're really talking based on different psukim and different reading of the psukim, they begin to start talking at cross purposes. But here, Rabbi Yosef Glili is going to try to present to the Chacham a kol v'chomer, and he's going to say, listen, really, you should be lenient and say if some blood didn't go in the Heichel, that blood is still kosher for application. And what's his kol v'chomer? Let me say it to you outside first, okay? His thought is this. In the spectrum of Kal and Chomer, lenient and strict, so which of the two zones is more out of bounds? The Heichel zone or beyond the walls of the Azara? So clearly the beyond the walls of the Azara are more out of bounds and a bigger problem than whether they're Chomer. Because why? Because if you shecht, doing the Shechita or the Kabbalah, Halacha or Zrika of a Korban, and you simply just think for a moment, I'm going to put the blood or out there. I'm going to eat the offering out there. I'm going to burn the emurim out there. Chutzla makomo. That thought alone invalidates the whole offering. We discussed that at length previously in the Masechta. But that, if you think, however, that you're going to, let's say, put the blood or whatever inside the heichel, that's a dumb thought, but it's not an invalidating thought. So you see that since just merely thinking about going out of bounds, out of the Azara walls, invalidates, but thinking about the heichel doesn't invalidate, so clearly the out of bounds of beyond the heichel walls is a more severe out of bounds. And that being the case, the Kol Vachomer is, listen, if you have two cups of blood and one goes out of bounds, meaning out of the heichels, out of the Azara, so the other one is still okay. So if one or two samples of blood went the worst out of bounds, more chomer out of bounds, out of the walls of the Azara, and it's the other blood's okay. So Kol Shekein, if one of the bloods went into the heichel, that's not good, but it should be that the one that was not going into the heichel should still be okay. That's the Kol Vachomer. And the truth is that Kol Vachomer is compelling, and the Chum would agree to it. That makes sense. Were it not for the fact that our Pasuk says explicitly that if any of the blood, midama, any from the blood of the korban, goes inside the heichel, the whole korban is pasul. That's how the rabbis on the Pasuk, and therefore Rabbi Yossi Glili's Kol Vachomer notwithstanding, a Pasuk says no, that's incorrect. Okay? So that's the story here. Now the Chum don't even respond to that because they are reading the Pasuk differently, but here is that part of the Kol Vachomer, that discussion inside. The Mishnah says like as follows. Amar Rabbi Yossi Glili. Realistically, it says, Ma im bimkom shamachshava poselas b'chutz. Look at how severe it is, the place where a simple thought of going outside the walls of the Azara makes the whole offering korban. Lo asesa mishor kayotzi. Yet we don't treat the sample above that didn't go out of bounds, like the one that did go out of bounds, meaning the thought of going out of bounds is severe and invalidates the whole offering. But bringing And everyone, but never that everyone agrees. If one of the two samples go out of bounds, the other sample's still kosher. So therefore, it stands to reason by Kol Vachomer, Makom she'ena machshava poselis bifnim. If you think about bringing the blood inside the heichel, that thought doesn't invalidate. So therefore, you see the inner place is less severe. Eino adin, doesn't it stand to reason? Shlo nase esa mishor kenichnas. That if you have two blood samples and one go in and becomes pasul, the other one that didn't go in should remain kosher, because it's even a less bad place than the outside the walls. And indeed, that, like I said, is compelling and makes a lot of sense. It's just that the rabbis say, well, realistically, you're reading the pasuk, not like us, but we are the pasuk middama from its blood, meaning any blood going in, then the korban is totally pasul. The rabbis therefore don't even respond to his kol v'chomer, because it's not about the kol v'chomer, it's about the pasuk itself. Now, the Mishnah is not done yet. The Mishnah has a new point here. The pasuk says, nichnas l'chaper. If you bring the blood of a chatas that belongs on the outside into the heichel, lechaper, to with the intention of, you know, applying the blood to the altar. Here, lechaper means intending to apply the blood. Afal pi shelo kiper, even if you didn't actually apply the blood, you just thought you were intending to do it. Nevertheless, puzzle. That alone is enough to make a puzzle. Divi Rabbi Eliezer. That's enough, says Rabbi Eliezer. Because look, the pasuk says, V'chol chatas asher yuva midama el ol moed lechaper b'kodesh. Any chatas that you bring of its blood into the heichel to atone, that's enough. You're intending to atone it. But he understands that the lechaper means the intention. But Rabbi Shimon understands, no, Rabbi Shimon's going to understand that lechaper means the actual application of the blood to effect the kapara. And therefore he says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, ad sheyechaper. It doesn't, the blood sample doesn't become invalid until you actually apply some of it to the inner altar. Okay? That's Rabbi Shimon's halacha, but the halacha isn't like him. In fact, the halacha is like neither. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says even more leniently, im hechnes shogeg, even if you go in, whether you apply or don't apply the blood, but it was a bishogeg, you didn't know what you were doing, you didn't realize you had the blood that belongs outside when you're doing it. So there, then kosher, then the sample remains okay. It's about, you have to have a kavana to be doing it, applying outer blood on the inner mizbeach. Otherwise, it doesn't invalidate the sample. And that is the halacha. Okay? Now, the Mishnah wraps up by saying, one more point. So this point is about the tzitz. Now, the tzitz is one of the eight vestments the Kohen Gadol wears, this golden kind of headband. It says Kodesh Lashem on it, and the Kohen Gadol wears it. And the Pasuk says that it atones for the sins of the Kachim. The exact Pasuk is, V'haya al metzach Aaron. The tzitz will be on the forehead of Aaron, meaning the Kohen Gadol. V'nasa Aaron es avona Kachim. And Aaron, meaning the Kohen Gadol, will bear the sin, the avon, he'll bear the weight of the kachim, which is understood to mean that as long as the tzitz is on the kohen gadol's head, so then the sin of kachim is atoned for, and even though there's a sin involved, still there's ritzui, still the korban is effective and accepted. But the pasuk doesn't say which avon we're talking about here. Now we have at least two avonos to consider. We have the avon of tuma, that the, let's say the kohen doing the avodah was tamei, or the blood became tamei, or we have things like yotze, that the blood went out of bounds. So the question is, which of those, or both of those perhaps, does the tzitz atone for? So says the Mishnah now, kol hadamim psulin, when it comes to invalid blood, like for example, blood that was taken out of the Azara, shenitnu al gabi mizbeach, that's applied to the mizbeach after it became invalidated, lo hirtza tzitz, the tzitz will not be effective in making it acceptable. Ella al hatame, with the exception of tame. If the blood sample became tame, or the kohen became tame, and then unknowingly applies the blood to the mizbeach, the story is, so then, so after the fact, the tzitz is maratza, the tzitz that the kohen is wearing makes the kohen still acceptable. She tzitz maratza al hatame, the tzitz will indeed make a tame blood offering to be acceptable after the fact. Ve'ena maratza al hayotze, but it won't make other invalidations to be acceptable, like for example, blood that was yotze that went out of the azara. Now it can never be applied, even if it's applied, and the kohen wearing his tzitzit doesn't help, but it's still not valid.